Hi, everyone. This is Willie Crawford, and I'd like to welcome you to another edition of Willie Crawford Teaches Real Internet Marketing. Today, I'm joined by Mr. Craig Bechter. Craig is a helicopter mechanic turned internet marketer who figured out a system that allows him to often make more sales than many of the gurus doing big product launches, and indeed just make more sales promoting practically any product in any niche, even when not in the middle of a big product launch. I first really noticed Craig when I was vying for front page position during a not-too-distant product launch. I did manage to get front page position on Google for practically every keyword that I targeted, but I was often out-positioned by Craig Bechter. So I wondered, you know, who this guy was and how he was doing this, and I actually tried to reverse engineer what he was doing, but I finally figured out that that was a slow, hard way of doing it, and so I just asked him, you know, because I knew it would take me forever to figure it out. And Craig pointed out that he was putting it all in a course that he was creating called Secret Affiliate Code. And he then invited me to do an interview on my below-the-radar marketing tactics because he noticed I was doing pretty well with search engine positioning, too. He wanted to include that in his course, and I agreed to do it. He interviewed me, and he included that in his Secret Affiliate Code 1, which was the first version of his course. And a few weeks ago, I met Craig at Armin Morin's big seminar in Atlanta. And I also got to meet Alex Goad, who was also featured as an interview in Secret Affiliate Code. And so it was a real eye-opener for me just to chat with those guys. I actually have to admit that I met Jay Conrad Levinson and Joe Polish at this event, but it was a bigger thrill for me meeting Alex and Craig than it was meeting Jay and Joe, although I wouldn't tell them that. At Big Seminar, Craig and I, we chatted some, and he told me that he was actually going to release Secret Affiliate Code 2 today, and he agreed to do an interview on his unconventional traffic generation methods that allow him to outmarket people who have bigger lists, busier websites, better name recognition, and even more connections. And so I got Craig to come on the show today, and actually I just realized that it really wasn't the best time to do a show, given that he's right in the middle of a product launch, but we'll take it and run with it. So, Craig, thanks for taking the time out to join us today.
Oh, no problem, Willie. It's always great to talk to you. It's quite an introduction.
What's that?
It's quite an introduction.
Oh, thank you. During the show, I do invite our listeners who are on the chat to type in questions and comments, and I'll monitor those and try to fit you into the flow when I see your comments there. I'd also like to maybe encourage listeners to call in with questions. If we can squeeze in a few, then we'd do that, too, if it's okay with you, Craig. Is that okay?
That's fine. Sure, yeah.
Okay, so our listeners, they can call in at 347-215-8784. That's 347-215-8784. And since Craig did just release Secret Affiliate Code 2 today, I want to encourage people to check it out. And they can do that at Secret Affiliate Code 2, and that's the number 2, Expose.com. That's Secret Affiliate Code 2, Expose.com. And that's actually a tracking link that shows, Craig, that you guys found him through this show. So I do encourage you to use that link. And again, it's Secret Affiliate Code, the number 2, Expose.com. Craig, for those who have Secret Affiliate Code, though, the first version, what's the difference in one and two? In other words, should people who already have Secret Affiliate Code, should they be getting Secret Affiliate Code 2? And also for those who missed Secret Affiliate Code 1, will Secret Affiliate Code 2 bring them completely up to date on your, I call it guerrilla-style marketing?
Yeah. Well, you know, my answer is of course they should buy it. But there are slight differences. And I found with the first one, everyone thought it was about product launches, and they really didn't see past that as far as applying those techniques to other niches. And so I kind of tried to, you know, emphasize that in the second one. And then, of course, I've added some extra traffic techniques that, like as you know, I always watch you and see what you're doing. And
right.
I try to reverse engineer what you're doing. So I've included some things that I didn't have in the first book. And, you know, I think it's a good value. Of course, there's an interview with you. There's videos again. And there's a lot more, I guess there's some different traffic methods you could say from the first one. But, no, the first one's not out of date. I've been getting a lot of emails saying, you know, is the first one out of date now? But, no, it's not out of date. It's just sort of an update, I guess you could say.
Okay, so should people get both versions? Or if they get Secret Affiliate Code 2, would that bring them up to speed?
Pretty close, I would say pretty close, but then there's some other methods that are in the first one that aren't in the second one.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
I guess, you know, if you get it, if you like it, then get the first one.
Okay.
Or vice versa, I guess, you know, if you think it's worth it, sure.
Okay, good enough. So to check that out, though, as we're doing the call, it's a secret affiliate code to the number 2, expose.com. When we really think about it, making affiliate sales, and we're talking about affiliate sales and just regular product sales, but it all really boils down to traffic generation. And your system is really all about using free methods of generating highly targeted traffic that most of the gurus don't seem to have noticed, you know, from certain sources, or that they're too busy to bother with, yet that are more effective sources for traffic than many of the things that they are doing. Your methods give us give you pretty good search engine positioning, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And, the thing is what, I guess how I developed it was, when you start, you don't have a list, so you can't just send out an email. So you have to get creative, and you have to grab top spots. And what I try to do is try to figure out where the traffic's going and where there's not a lot of competition.
Okay.
So that way it's a lot easier to grab the top spots. And it's sort of, you know, it's something that you would do in advance of product launches, but you could do that with physical products, like if you heard the new iPhone was coming out with a revision or a new BlackBerry or, you know, so it's not just internet marketing product launches, but you could apply that to any product launch or any niche if you do the proper keyword research.
Okay, so a lot of it, of your system is actually doing things to position, to rank very high for the keywords, things that are, again, below the radar, things that the typical internet marketing guru just doesn't notice, and yet, like you said, it really does let you position yourself well for any product launch.
Yeah, and it's great. And the thing is, they don't do that because they don't have to. I mean, if you have a list, you know, you're not doing the search engine stuff like that. So it's great for beginners to get started anyway, to get a good idea of SEO and how it all kind of works and how to get some positions. And, you know, I've helped a lot of people, and it's weird to see your methods kind of showing up, you know, and then it's interesting.
Yeah, it is. I'm surprised at how well it does because I've actually watched a lot of recent product launches, and I do notice that you and I use a lot of the same tactics and techniques. And, you know, I mentioned that you outpositioned me consistently in certain promotions. You know, I like to see myself in the top 1, 2, 3 positions for my keywords, and I was just noticing during these promotions that as I looked around that you very often outranked me, and a lot of times it was, I think, because you jumped in way earlier too, which is a good thing. So, you know, that's a key point because I know that Google does give some credence to age, but it is, you know, the age of the post and the links and things like that. But I also know that it's your the way your system is structured and the way you fit it all together that makes it work so beautifully. Now, do the tactics, though, that you teach in Secret Affiliate Code 2, do they actually generate that much traffic? You know, people will wonder, you know, so how much more traffic, you know, can I look forward to using these techniques?
Well, I guess if you're not using them at all, then yes. I mean, for me, I guess what everyone starts, they start a website, and then they expect traffic to show up, and nothing happens.
Right.
So a lot of times it's keyword-based. So if you can land on the first page of Google, you know, someone types in some keywords, you're there, boom, you're going to get traffic. And then there's some also other methods to draw traffic other than just Google that I've included in this one that weren't in the first one. Some methods that you use, I won't tell all your secrets, but
okay.
That also allows you to build your list too. And so I kind of talk about how to, I don't know how much we want to give away. Should we give away some secrets?
It's fine. You can't give away too many secrets without giving away. I mean, you don't need to give away your whole system. But yeah, feel free.
So I talk a little bit about how to get some traffic and how to use that traffic to build your list. And I have a little bit more emphasis on building your list in this one and a little bit more emphasis on using a WordPress blog as well as landing pages. Because
okay.
I was using both, but I didn't really emphasize the WordPress blog. And a lot, like there's some, basically you can get like a sales page that's really a WordPress blog. And they do quite well. They look similar to a squeeze page, but they do really well in rankings and things like that.
Okay, excellent. Well, this traffic that we get from using your method, so what makes it targeted or qualified? I know that we can do things like I was at a seminar this past weekend where we were talking pay-per-clicks, and one of the guys emphasized that you don't really want any traffic from pay-per-clicks. You only want traffic that's ready to buy and the right traffic. So what makes this traffic targeted or highly qualified?
Yeah, I like to target keywords that I think people are going to buy from. Usually, and I think most people have done some search. If you're going to buy something, you kind of search for reviews. You say, well, this product review or that product review. So I usually try to optimize for the product keywords and then product review. Now, if it's an internet marketing launch, I'll say product bonus, anything that's related to something that people are going to buy. And they're just kind of, so I target those keywords that are for buyers. And then when you're in the top spots, you get the traffic and, you know, they get cookied as they're reading an article, or maybe they want your bonus that you have, and it just works that way, you know, versus maybe targeting words that wouldn't be related to people that were interested in buying.
Okay, and you and I actually, we are probably more alike than you know, in that when I was involved in Jeff Walker's Product Launch Formula 2 launch, for example, I looked at the fact that certain marketers like John Reese and Frank Kern and Jeff and a bunch of others had most of the big buyers on their list because they had done recent big-ticket launches. And so I knew they already had the attention and the trust of actually some of my best customers. And so I had to ask myself, so, okay, what are these people who are ready to buy going to be asking themselves that maybe will allow me to sneak in front of their readers? And I deduced that the answer would be they'd be looking for who had the best bonus, because when I look at a product like Product Launch Formula 2 or Traffic Secrets, given that everybody is selling the same product, that makes it more or less a commodity. And what makes it different is the bonuses you're offering. And so with that launch, what I did actually was I positioned myself using the term Product Launch Formula Bonus. I ranked number one for that term for the longest time. And you know, I knew that people on popular marketing forums like the Warrior Forum would be there discussing who has the best bonus. And when they typed in that phrase, just looking for bonuses, they'd come across my blog in this case. So we do use a lot of similar tactics and techniques or similar strategies. There's a lot to your package, though. I actually went through it yesterday and last night since I managed to get an advanced copy, and a lot of really great in-depth video showing step-by-step how to do things. I love the interview with Alex in particular because, he thinks so differently. You know, he's just a very clear thinker, and he expresses things that I've noticed but didn't put in my own words, you know, until I listened to him share some of those things.
Yeah, he's very articulate. I can't, you know, it's funny because we'll do a tele-seminar together, and, you know, I just can't express myself in the way that he can. He's very, you know, and he does that well with his emails. So, yeah, he's a pretty clever guy.
Yeah, he is. I mean, there's things that we see, we observe intuitively, and yet we can't articulate them. We can't quite wrap our hands around them, and that's what he seems very good at. And in fact, when I did the intro, I mentioned that as I watched what you were doing, when I first noticed you online, you know, again, I'm an affiliate marketer, so I try to position myself in all these launches in certain ways, and as I looked around, there was you and there's one or two others who consistently were in the search engines before I could even get started, and so I wondered, you know, what are these guys doing? And I tried to reverse engineer it, but experience has taught me that when you try to figure out what people are doing and you start tracking down, you notice they outrank you, say, on a certain keyword in the search engines, and you go check out that site. That gives you part of the picture, but it doesn't give you all the picture. And friends like Jeff Walker have taught me that often it's the little parts that you miss that are the critical parts, the parts that make, you know, you can spot one web page that ranks high, and you can say, okay, I need to use that website. But what you may not know is what they're doing behind the scenes at that website, or maybe even, you know, linking from other websites to that website, things like that. So, you know, it's the little stuff you don't see that makes a difference. And so I actually don't advise people to, I point out it's cheaper to just, you know, buy a $47, $37 ebook than it is to try to spend hours and hours and hours trying to guess what someone's doing, or even just ask them what they're doing. And although in this case, I would imagine you say, well, you can buy my book and you'll I'll tell you and show you in video and everything, you know.
Yeah, it's true. And, you know, it took me a long time to figure it out myself, but I guess it's my mechanical background. I like to take things apart and see how they work. And I'm also a musician, too, and I like to listen to songs and try to figure out how to, you know, how to play them by ear and how to write a song. So that's just something that I do naturally, I guess. When I see something, I'm like, well, how does that work? And it does take forever because you don't get all of it from one thing. You think, well, if I do that, and then it's a, you know, and I would see the same people beating me consistently until I figured, you know, everything out. And I think what happens, too, is people get lazy because it does take a little bit of work. And eventually, if you stick with it, you're going to be the top one all the time because people just try it once or twice and give up. So it's almost a bit of an endurance thing. But compared to pay-per-click, you know, it's a lot more affordable, especially if you're just new and starting out.
Right, and that's what I like about the methods you teach, because someone who could not even have a website, per se, can use these methods and drive traffic to affiliate offers and make sales. So it is very powerful. It's it is the shoestring way of doing things, and yet it is certainly a lot cheaper than pay-per-click. You know, even if you valued your time at, you know, $50 an hour or whatever, using these methods is still a lot cheaper than pay-per-click and a lot less risky.
Yeah, I seen a post the other day where somebody had lost over, geez, I think it was $500 their first day on pay-per-click, and they thought, well, I'm going to keep at it. And I think it was like over $1,000 before they even made one sale. So I'm not really about that. Even if I have the money, I'm not going to throw it away. That's what I find pay-per-click. I think it's because people don't know how to use it that they overbid on keywords, and it makes it really unprofitable in a lot of cases. And so, yeah, I'm all about free traffic if I can do that.
Yeah, I am too, and I've actually set up pay-per-click campaigns and had them doing well and then not really paying attention. You know, maybe a sale would end or something, and I'd log back in like a day or two later and would have spent like $1,000 after the sale had ended, and maybe the product was even pulled off the market, yet people were still clicking through, and you know, I guess they were joining an early notification list or something then. So, you know, I've done that too. I've made huge mistakes that were very expensive. And so I'm not a big fan of pay-per-click. In fact, if I want that type of traffic, I use a lot of other tips and tricks, like buying, say, expired domain names that are still getting good click-throughs, for example. So I don't spend a lot on pay-per-click. It is a very expensive and challenging way of doing things. Now, you also teach that while a person can start with absolutely no list, no traffic, no name recognition, and not even their own website, and still make sales from big-ticket items, that it is important to build that list. So if they can start without a list, and these methods work without the list, then why is it important to build a list?
Well, that's exactly the way I started. I know it's hard for everyone in the beginning. They'll say, well, this doesn't work, and I'm not getting many opt-ins. And, you know, I think that's the case for most people in the beginning, the very beginning. And we sort of talked about that with Alex, about your authority, too.
Right.
That's another whole concept. But it's important to get to that point because then things become a lot easier. Once you have a list, basically you have a built-in traffic source that you can send anywhere you want to, anytime you want to. And so that's the real goal about building that list, is because then you're still talking about free traffic methods when you've got a list, because it doesn't cost you anything.
Right.
So that's, you know, I know everybody says you need that list, and it's really true. And when you have that list, it's just, you know, you're going to get buyers. Sometimes you might only get 2 out of 100 people that purchase something. So you really want to build a big list so that when you send them somewhere, you're going to get bigger payoffs. So it's really,
you know, and I mentioned that Alex is very good at it, and this is Alex Goad, is very good at explaining concepts that we all understand intuitively. One of the things he did say in one of the interviews with you was that gurus or recognized names do get better conversions than unknown people. And I'd never thought of that, because we all, you know, you're on the Warrior Forum or someplace like that, and you're talking about conversion rates, and yet people do often buy from a big name just because they recognize a name, and that name has that extra authority. And, you know, I don't think most people think about that. They think, well, regardless of who sends 100 clicks, they're all going to make the same number of sales, but that's not true, is it?
No, especially when you do a product launch, you can sit there behind the scenes and you can see how many hop links are coming from each JV partner, and you can see people that you don't recognize. And even, not only do they make way more sales per 100, but they also have less refunds than a regular person sending traffic does.
I can understand that too.
So I was
thinking that, you know, somebody who buys from a well-known name, I would think to himself, well, this person who knows me, whether it's because they're on their list or whatever, that this person might notice that they requested a refund. And so there is a part, a psychology there of well, I don't want to insult the guru or somebody that is a known personality by refunding on them, you know, that
yeah,
I'm insulting them. Yeah.
It's that whole authority thing, and it really does make a big difference, and I talk about that in the second book a little more. I didn't really cover that in the first. And then Alex shares, you know, secrets of how to really build that authority status. And it's really not that hard. Like, when I launched my first book, I think I'd only been involved for 11 months, and now I'm at about the 14-month mark. But it's really, you know, I'm making an impact on leaderboards and things like that. And so you can really go from a total, absolute new person to making large sums of money and, you know, making an impact, and it's not as hard once you know how, I guess. It's all basic fundamentals, I think. With anything, like if you were playing sports, you know, they go to practice, well, they just, you know, they skate up and down the ice or they run up and down the field. But, you know, they do it so often that, you know, they become better at it. And I think once you know the fundamentals of internet marketing, it becomes easy.
Now, we are getting a few questions in the chat room as we go along. One is from Yvonne Lyon, who says, so how does a regular person get the person to click buy and then get less refunds? And I think part of the answer there is that you need to build your own credibility and name recognition. Wouldn't you say that?
Yeah, that's true. And also, you know, I guess if you had a good bonus. And then, you know, sometimes, though, I like to wait till the refund period expires before I give a bonus away. Because what you'll find sometimes is somebody will just buy it through you, get your bonus, and refund both. Or refund the purchase, and then you're out your bonus, too. So you have to be kind of careful what that is. But, yeah, building your credibility online is, you know, that's going to help, definitely. That's probably
And you also include right in your product, actually, a section on building, increasing or building credibility and name recognition and all that, don't you?
Yeah, well, we talk about that. Alex and I talk about that for about an hour. It's an hour long, that one interview. And then I cover, you know, a little bit about that in my book as well, and even in the videos that I have. But it's funny because it's not that hard. And, I mean, Alex started the same way. He had nothing, no idea about internet marketing. And, you know, he sort of built some authority and some status, and now he's huge, like in the ClickBank marketplace anyway, in a short matter of time. So, you know, it's really something that, you know, at first it seems very complex, like a big puzzle that you're never going to figure out. But when it's laid out for you and you just follow the steps, it's really imaginable and doable for a lot of people.
Okay. Now, we have another question on the chat room, which is from Brother Paul. And he's asking if either of us uses the method of under-promising and over-delivering in our bonuses. In other words, do you give more bonuses that you don't list as bonuses, you know, extra bonuses on the download page?
Yeah, sometimes. Like in this case, I say there's 10 videos, and I think there's 13. So, you know, and then if I have a friend say, I mean, JV partners will say, you know, I have this free bonus for them. Will you put it on your download page? But I do try to over-deliver, especially at the price point. As well. I think we're talking about when you purchase a product. Is that what we're
right,
talking about?
Right, right.
We're talking about offering bonuses to
get when they purchased a product, actually giving them a bonus you didn't tell them about in the sales letter.
Oh, yes. Okay, yeah. I think it's important to have, like, a couple little things. You know, maybe it's not a lot, but if it says 10 and you've got 13, you know, it seems a little better, at least in my opinion anyway.
And I actually, I think you mentioned earlier that sometimes you can stagger bonuses so that you can point out that you have a series of bonuses that will be delivered over time even, and so you give them, you know, a bunch of stuff on the download page, but 2 weeks later you give them a bonus in another 2 weeks, and you may not even tell them that all those bonuses are coming, and actually leave them wondering, you know, so. They're hesitant to refund because they expect other stuff to be coming, maybe.
Yeah, I have that this time.
Oh.
One of the things you learn as you go. But this time, when they sign up, what happens is, too, I'll give some secrets away. Basically,
sure.
There's an automation feature in AWeber, and what you really want to do is separate your buyers from your prospects. And so what you can do is if they opt in, you can set it up so that when they purchase, they go onto a buyer's list, and that takes them off the prospect list. And then an email will automatically go out and say, I have some, you know, surprises up my sleeve. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag. But, you know, and sort of allude to some things coming. Because, yeah, you want them to stay. Obviously, you don't want them to refund. Some people will purchase your product and refund in 5 minutes.
Right.
Which can be irritating. You know, they just want it for free, obviously. And ClickBank's quite easy to do that. I shouldn't actually say that. But other people are, you know, generally, I'd say the majority of people are good people. And, you know, that's one way to reduce refunds. And if you were referring traffic and you had a bonus, you could also maybe, if you captured their email and you sold to people through free traffic, you could also offer them additional bonuses too.
Yeah, and like you said, most people are basically honest, but there are people who buy with every intent of refunding immediately, and there's really nothing you can do about them, so it's not worth even sweating over. You just focus on the people that are basically honest and understand that you get what you give anyway, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I try to offer a lot of value for the price point. I mean, we were at that seminar together, and there were $2,000 packages, you know, and I'm thinking, what could possibly be in a $2,000 package, you know? And so, you know, I guess my price point is very low in comparison at $47, and I try to pack as much as I can in at that price point. But, yeah, there's all different price points out there, isn't there?
Yeah, there are, and you mentioned that we're talking Armin Morin's big seminar. I actually was Alex Niem, and I interviewed Joe Polish, and we were talking about price point because Joe has a $17,000 package for people who are in the carpet cleaning business. And, you know, we asked him, what gives you the audacity to charge that price? And he said the answer is you deliver the value. If the customers can see that it's worth something, they have no problem with paying for it, you know. And I actually have clients that are willing to pay me as much as like $50,000 for coaching over a year. But they expect to make an extra $200,000 to $300,000 from what I teach them. And if I do that, they have absolutely no problem with paying me those prices. So,
yeah.
You know, so value is all in the eyes of the beholder, and you certainly over-deliver in your package. Now, Connie Reagan Green is on the chat, and she's wondering, will newbies be able to understand your product? And I said yes, but I want to hear your answer too.
Yeah, I sort of, you know, I think I made the mistake with the first one of assuming that a lot of people knew what I was talking about. And then, you know, of course, you learn so much from a product launch, and you get the email saying, well, you know, I wish there was a definition guide or something because I don't understand some of these words you're talking about or things like that. So in this one, I've got it's called an Internet Marketing Definition Cheat Sheet.
Right.
And so I define all the different words that are used in Internet marketing. And then I also have an introduction to, you know, Internet marketing. Then I have the main book. And I think it's called the Newbie Pack, if you look on the sales page. But,
yeah.
You know, I try to cover some things. And then also, I talk about mindset in there and affirmations. And I also have a daily planner, because a lot of the things that people, where they go astray, is they don't have any plan. They just say, you know, they get an e-book, they download it, and then they don't do anything. And then they buy the next e-book, and then they don't do anything. So I sort of laid out a daily planner where I say, you know, for example, you know, spend 15 minutes on this area, this area, this area. And now here's the days of the week. Print this off, fill it out, and follow it, you know, so that you have a schedule that you can say, oh, for 15 minutes I have to do this, then this, then this, and then so that you get in the habit of doing it every day. And like Armin Morin said, get up an hour early. I mean, if you want to make money, you're going to have to do something different than what you're already doing right now.
Yes,
so that means maybe get up an hour early, follow this little system of your, you know, that you've created for yourself.
And this is especially true for people who are working regular jobs because it, you know, they're trying to carve out and time to work their business. People like me, I do this full time, so I don't have to get up an hour early if I want to. But even for me, the 4-hour work week is a myth. I spend probably more time than the average person working on my business right now, trying to get it to a point where it is largely running itself and with other people running it for me, and then I'll sleep longer. But for now, I put in regular long work days too.
Well, you're one of the busiest marketers out there. I mean, there's a lot of them that aren't as busy as you, and you really put in a lot of time. But it depends. When you get to a certain point, you can sort of slack off a little bit and have more free time, because that's what we all want. That's why it's so appealing. My thing, I know we both have military backgrounds, and I remember reading you saying, I don't ever want to work for anybody else again or have to do something or go somewhere that I don't want to go. And that's something, being in the military, that, you know, they could say, you know, tomorrow you're getting on a plane and you're going there and you might not be back for 6 months.
Right.
And so that's the kind of thing that I think motivates you to say, hey, you know, I've had enough of this, and I don't, you know, I want to work, you know, for myself, and I want to live in the Caribbean, or you know what I mean? I want to sit on the beach with a laptop and just do whatever I want to do and be able to make money. So that's what got me into internet marketing. And you got to have a big enough why, I think, when it comes to finding another way to make money. And once you have that why, then you'll find a way, I guess, basically.
Yeah, I understand completely what you're saying. I flew transport airplanes, cargo airplanes, and so we were a combat aircraft without guns, but we dropped paratroopers and food and supply. We evacuated civilians. I would turn on the television in the morning and be just glancing at the news as I'm getting dressed, and if there was a fire, a flood, an earthquake, a coup, a war, whatever, I'd know that there was a good chance that if my unit was close enough, we'd be there by sundown, because if there was an earthquake, we were flying in food and blankets and medicine and maybe taking out some of the people who were injured too bad to be treated locally. And so it was just my job. I didn't hate my job. I loved my job, in fact, because I love being able to go into an area where there's, say, a natural disaster and being able to take in food and medicine and help people. But, again, I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that we'd probably be there just because it was our habit to be everywhere and to, you know, be involved in things, if for no other reason than to show that we care. And so, you know, we'd fly in food and blankets even if it was one of our enemies, you know.
But it does get to a point where you start saying to yourself, wow, you know, I'd like to be in control of my life a little more so than
you. Yeah.
I
don't guess I really noticed it until I, you know, got a little older, because I did go to like 47 different countries. I learned a little of 5 different languages, and I've seen things that the average person will never see, and so that was good. It was just, now I want to be able to get up and take my laptop and go sit on the beach and just do nothing if I want to, and that's what the internet, actually building an online business, allows me to do. I mean, I don't think any other job would allow that freedom, because you're working for someone else, you do what they tell you to do.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't understand how it all works. It's funny when you tell them, because they say, well, what do you do? It's some kind of scam. Everybody seems to think it's some kind of scam, you know, and it's really not. You know, it's not a scam. It's a legitimate business. And I guess there's just that, you know, that stigma,
yeah,
I guess, involved with it.
It's a really a simple business. Actually, it's figuring out what people want to buy and selling it to them, and selling it to them ethically. But you and I sell a product that teaches people how to make sales. That it's people whose business it is to market over the internet. You tell them, you teach them a system for, even if they have no traffic and no list, for getting in front of people, getting noticed, finding the people that are looking for what they're looking for, and then selling it to them. And you teach them. I've listened to your audios. I've watched the videos that accompany both Secret Affiliate Code 1 and 2. And that's why I have no problem unequivocally recommending your product, because I know it works. And also, as I went through the course, I noticed that you actually incorporate a lot of what I do and even use me as a case study in a few instances.
Yeah. I'm always on the lookout, and you always seem to be right where things are happening. So I kind of watch what you do, too, because that's where, you know, I find that you learn the most, is just by observing. You know, go into the search engine, see what's happening, see what's going on, and then take notes and write it down and, you know, make it part of your strategy. And so, yeah, I watch other people as well. And so, yeah, you're one to watch.
and all I'm doing is, you know, I mean, like I talked about reverse engineering something, I'm watching what my competitors are doing. I'm also going to a lot of seminars and conferences and listening to other people tell me what they're doing and then just doing it. See, the difference between you and I and most people is, like you and I were both at Big Seminar, we learned certain things there, and I'm certain that you've already applied some of those things you learned. I have too, and I was at a seminar this weekend where I learned a few more things. I don't try to do everything, because I learned that that's impossible, but I don't waste a lot of time planning on doing something. I do it almost so fast that it you mentioned I'm very busy, but you know, if I'm driving in my car and an idea pops in my head, as soon as I get in the house, I'm mapping out when I'm going to do it, you know, without letting it interfere with something more important. But it is about taking immediate action.
Yeah, I have a lot of out loud conversations, and then my wife's like, well, keep your thoughts to yourself, you know, because I'll be like, I've got to do this, and I've got to do that, and I've got to write that down, and I'll have to get that. Because you kind of get all these ideas, but you have to really get them down, and then you have to actually do something. But yeah, that's kind of the secret too, is really kind of taking action. And
yeah, I carry a portable digital recorder in my pocket, and so while I'm driving, since I can't write, I talk into my recorder, you know, and then because we do get great ideas that if we don't act on them immediately, we'll often forget them too, and so you know, if my wife's driving, I'm jotting it down on paper, but if not, then I've got a portable recorder that's running it, you know, or it's in my pocket, and I just talk into it, and then I do those things immediately before somebody else notices the need for something or notices the problem and beats me to the punch.
Yeah, it's almost like when I was learning how to write songs, I was reading in a book, and it was saying that they tune in, you know, one person first said, I think it was Lenny Kravitz, and he said that he tunes into like a universal FM station, and the hit songs are already playing, and it's a matter of just getting those ideas down and getting the song out. And if he doesn't, somebody else beats him to it, and he hears the similar, you know, harmony or rhythm or something that he had, you know, that he had heard. So it's almost like you tap into an idea, but you've got to get it out quickly. And that works as far as any ideas, not just songwriting. I mean, that's
right.
How I look at it.
And I like the way he explains it, but to me it's like, say you and I are both on like the Warrior Forum, which is one of the busiest internet marketing forums. Not quite as good as the Internet Marketing Inner Circle, of course, but
no.
We both hear, we all hear the same discussion, so we all notice the same needs, and I think that just some of us tune in more clearly than others, and that's the difference. That, you know, it's like I've often pointed out that several people were working on the automobile and the airplane at the same time, you know, and it was just whoever told the world that they'd created an airplane or an automobile first that got credit for it, or not even that, actually, it was whoever made the most noise after creating their airplane or their automobile that got to go down in history as the inventor. And it's that way in the online space too. Lots of people will notice something. In fact, I've had clients or people that I've worked with who would come to me and show me an idea or a project they were working on. And I'd say to them, okay, you need to go ahead and get that done. And they drag their feet and try to get it just perfect. And 2 weeks before they were ready to roll it out, someone would roll out something that did exactly the same thing. And I even had one person accuse me of giving away their project idea. And I pointed out to them, you know, you're not the only one that notices a problem. And if you drag your feet too long, somebody absolutely will use your idea.
Yeah, you've got to be quick. And, you know, we're in marketing, too, and I find that a lot of people miss that part of marketing. And I think the thing is, because we're not marketing students, we just decide that this is what we're going to do. And, you know, so some people miss the marketing aspect. And I'm not a marketing genius, but I observe what's working, what's selling, and then I just sort of copy that to a certain extent. Not copy, but say there's a great website, great graphics. Well, I'll find out who did it. Or say there's a great sales letter. Well, I'll find out who wrote it. Or, you know, and then, you know, I'm looking for what people are looking for. You know, well, everybody needs traffic, so that's a great idea. So, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, yeah, we're sort of getting almost into product creation here.
But, yeah, I know. And
but, I mean, yeah, just look for what people are looking for. And I heard this thing from, it's The Greatest Secret in the World by Earl Nightingale. And what he said was, you know, you don't make money. The mint makes money. You earn money by, you know, providing a valuable product or service to, you know, others, and the more people you can impact, the more that you can make.
Now, one of the questions we have on the chat is from Yvonne Lyon, who wants to know if you use articles in your affiliate marketing, and I know you do, and you go into how you do that in your course.
Yeah, I guess everything that you do is practically an article, really. You know, you have to kind of create content in order
right. To
be picked up by Google, and it has to be different, so a lot of people struggle with that, and for me, I hadn't written anything in ages, and, you know, I don't even know how to put a proper sentence together at times. But, you know, you just have to do it. You just have to create something, you know, 400 to 600 words, and, you know, on your topic with your keyword density, and then you have to, of course, bookmark it at, you know, social bookmarking sites, and then you have to link to it from other sites with similar content, and it has to be somewhat original. And a lot of people say, well, I don't want to do that, or I don't know how. Or you can also hire people to create articles or content for you if that's something you don't want to do. So it's not impossible.
I like what you said about the term you use, which is content, because, I mean, even now I'm creating content. That's what this show is. I mean, it's been recorded. I'll probably have it transcribed, and I've blogged on the Blog Talk Radio platform about the show. I've tweeted about it. And so all that's content pointing to the show, but it's also content that's keyword rich, talking about secret affiliate code too. You know,
that's what it's all about. Yeah, you got to keep creating.
And you and a lot of other people that I'm around talk about how active I am at marketing and how many shows I host, how many interviews I do, how many articles I write, how many e-books I write. I am in a hyper content creative mode. You know. Now, somebody asked on the chat, do you give bonuses to get endorsements? I'm not sure I fully understood that question. Do you give bonuses to get endorsements? Maybe they need to clarify that one.
I'm not quite sure what that means either. I'll offer bonuses, like for the product launch formula. I was offering a laptop if you bought through my link. And I found one that was like $499, and I think the commission was $1,000. So I said, well, you know what, I'll give up $500 to make $500. You know, $500 is better than nothing. So that was kind of the hook that I had, you know, because I didn't have a list or I didn't have, you know, other products where other marketers would say, well, get my course for this or I'll throw in this for that. I really didn't have anything to throw in. So in that case, you know, that was what I had.
You just touched on two things there that are similar to what I did with the product launch formula to launch. Part of what I wanted to do was I wanted to establish myself. We're talking about credibility. We pointed out that someone with name recognition and credibility gets a better conversion rate, too. And so I'll share that part of my reason for offering the bonus I did with product launch formula 2, which gave up a lot of my commission, was I wanted to unequivocally be listed as one of Jeff Walker's top affiliates. And so I gave up a good percentage of my commission just to make more sales so that I would be in the top affiliates, and I was. And then Jeff had a mastermind session in Las Vegas with his top 25 affiliates, and that put me in a room with the top 25 marketers, the ones that could make it. And from that, I got to take – We all took pictures together. We all set up deals together. I've done all kinds of things with several of them since then. But my strategy was really, in that case, I having been online for 12 years, I already have the name recognition. But what I wanted was unequivocally to be able to say that I was one of the top affiliates.
Kind of like bragging rights. I mean, they have competitions, but sometimes it's not even about the money. It's about saying, yeah, I made the top 10 or I made the top 5, because other people will see your name. And that even, you know, gives you more credibility with other big marketers, and they'll start emailing you and saying, Willie, we'd like to have you on board this. But, you know, and then it opens doors for you too, right?
Right, yeah. I'm big on, well, people buy from you because they know, like, and trust you. And as we pointed out earlier, part of that trust is name recognition, and another reason you want to build your list is because you do build that relationship. You want to take very good care of your people, but they have to know who you are. I guess, a form of social proof. It's like somebody just typed in the chat room there. But that makes perfect sense. Now, I made the statement that it's actually fairly easy to grow your credibility, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not that hard. I mean, in the beginning, it seems like a big mystery. But no, it's not that hard. For me, I tried to align myself with other people that were already thought of as credible.
Right.
And then, you know, and then you do that, too. You get pictures with the marketers, and you put it on your blog. And, you know, people see you mingling with, you know, other successful people. And it kind of, I think Alex mentioned it as sort of pixie dust. And some of it rubs off
on
you.
Right, right.
And that's what it is, you know, when you get seen with a bunch of other well-known people. And, you know, it just makes you look all that much more credible. And in all cases, not everyone's going to be able to go to a $2,000 seminar right away.
Right.
But eventually, you know, when you do find yourself there, make sure you get some photos with some top people and make sure you spread those around, and that kind of adds some of the credibility to you.
Absolutely. I mean, that's why I carry a digital camera and even a digital video camera, because I want to post those to my blog and upload them to Twitter or TwitPix or YouTube. I've written articles about that in the past. I call it success by association, where people, like I took pictures with Jay Levinson, for example, at that seminar, and part of my And I took pictures with Joe Sugarman last weekend, for example. Part of my reason was I admire those individuals, but also I wanted to be seen in pictures with them so people would think, well, wow, he knows Joe Sugarman, you know. And I do. But
yeah. Well, you've got a picture with him.
Yeah, that's social proof. It's proof because you could. We all like to name drop, and name dropping is important too. I mean, we're talking about how to make more sales, and you cover a lot of under the radar tactics that people can use that you use very effectively in your secret affiliate code too, which is what for the people just joining is what I'm talking about. I'm interviewing Craig Bechter, who today released his product, Secret Affiliate Code 2, and you can read all about that at Secret Affiliate Code 2, that's number 2, exposed.com, and that's a tracking link so that Craig will know that you found him as a result of this show. So Secret Affiliate Code 2, the number 2, that is, exposed.com. You can check out Craig's site. And again, what happened was I noticed that he was all over the place, that he was outranking me in a lot of my keywords and things like that. And so I started checking him out, and we actually became friends over time. And he, when I started checking him out, actually interviewed me. And now I'm interviewing him, if you will, on my show. And, you know, it's about noticing somebody that's successful to an extent and asking them what they're doing, which is what I'm doing here. Now, I noticed that you in your in Secret Affiliate Code do provide a lot of blueprints. You provide maps and checklists for growing traffic. You provide checklists, if you will, on time management, list building, leveraging your name. I guess most of that comes from your military background, where you did use checklists all the time, right?
Yeah, I think that's another thing when you're involved in the aviation world, especially you with your air crew. I'm ground crew, but we always
right.
Get the book out, and it's always by the book because, you know, there's no room for error. So a lot of times, too, and you know, the air crew especially, they'll go through their checklist, you know, and that's just to make sure that you're following all the steps and doing them correctly. And it's a good practice no matter, you know, whatever you do.
And for those listeners who aren't familiar with the world of aviation, we cannot afford to land an airplane with the wheels up. We cannot afford to, say, be flying and have a fire on the airplane and make a mistake. So whenever we encounter any situation, or even when we're getting ready to, like, take off or land, we have a checklist that's usually enclosed in plastic sleeves that's mounted right on the steering wheel or the yoke of the aircraft, and we read it step by step. And it's often using what's called a challenge response tactic, where one of the pilots will read it and the other pilot will repeat him and do the action or something like that. So we leave absolutely no room for error. We follow, we have steps, checklists that we follow step by step. So if we, say, are flying along and get a light flashing in the airplane warning or something's wrong with a piece of equipment, we don't guess what to do. We step by step read the checklist. When we get ready to land the airplane, we follow step by step where to put every control on the airplane so it's in the right position for landing. And after we land, we continue reading the checklist. It tells us how to configure the airplane to taxi in and shut it down and all that stuff like that. And so when I was referencing checklist and Craig's discipline, it does come from our background of learning to do something in a way that works and has been proven to work over time, and then doing those things over and over and over again the same way. I'm sure that's part of our secret to success, that we don't guess, we don't you know, play it by ear as much as just keep doing something that we know works. And Craig, I imagine you also are very big on prioritizing and setting and sticking to goals, aren't you?
Yeah, you kind of have to do that, and especially when you get up to, say, a product launch, there's just so many steps that have to be in order, and, you know, I have to do this before I can do that, and I have to do this before that, and you have to really write it all down and follow it through and check it off, and, yeah, you really have to get disciplined as far as following a system. Like I said, too, even if you're, okay, I want the first, you know, spot on Google, what's my first step? You know, you need that first step. Okay, what do I do now? That's my next step. So, yeah, I'm really, you know, maybe it's kind of weird, too, or maybe it's my musical background as well, where, you know, you can't play the chorus before you play the intro. So
right.
Everything has to be done in a logical way.
And yet so many aspiring marketers, they know a lot of the pieces, but they don't do them in the right sequence, or they don't do they don't do the right ones, I guess. And so it is important to have a checklist or a blueprint, which, again, your secret affiliate code to provides. Now, Brother Paul in the chat room asked, if you mix several methods, in other words, do you use article marketing with, say, some other tactic or technique to sell more of a product? And I think I know the answer there is yes, but go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I don't just write an article and send it into eZine Articles. It's really like a multi-pronged strategy where I try to cover a bunch of free sites, article directories, bookmarking sites. I really try to cover a whole bunch of ground. One thing that Alex did that I don't do is sometimes if he was going to do a product launch, he might even do a pay-per-click campaign along with his free traffic campaign because he knows that, you know, a couple days around launch time, people are buying, and, you know, that's probably a better time than other times. But
right.
I usually don't incorporate pay-per-click at all with anything that I do.
Yeah, I mean, basically he's pointing out, Alex is pointing out that, you know, when you've got the most people searching for something, that's the time that it makes perfect sense to spend money on pay-per-clicks at time because those are the buyers are actually out there looking at that time. And so as they're sifting through the search engines and they notice your listing off on the right as a paid listing, they're more likely to click on it and more likely to be people actually looking to buy because of the frenzy that the launch has whipped them into.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true. It's crazy. 72 hours usually. But, it's just, and some of the big ticket items you can do really well. I mean, if you get in on a mass control or a product launch formula or something like that, you're looking at $1,000 a sale. So that's, you know, it's good money. And then there's also, you know, other ones where you might sell more of but make less commissions. And, you know, it's not just internet marketing product launches, though, but you could do physical products or just about anything you can think of.
Yeah, and in fact, as I was going back through your course, the Secret Affiliate Code 2, you noticed that a lot of people, when they looked at the first edition of it, Secret Affiliate Code 1, assumed that it was mostly for internet marketing products. But actually, I think the techniques would be probably even more effective outside of internet marketing where, you know, if you're in the personal development or pet care or whatever, the majority of your competitors aren't using these tactics, and they aren't in internet marketing either, but, you know, in, you know, personal development, it would completely blow the competitors out of the water because even if they saw what you were doing, you know, if they're not marketers, it wouldn't even register.
They wouldn't know how. Because that's the thing, too. There's a bit of a technical learning curve as well as just the learning curve, like, okay, how do I do this? But then there's the, okay, now how do I get my site up on the web? So there's really two sides of things. One, figuring out how it all works, and two, you know, physically getting it all done and, you know, to make it all look good and attractive. And in our niche, you know, internet marketing, well, we're really ahead of the game, like you were saying, compared to other niches. So these techniques would really, you know, do well in other niches. But it's a tough crowd, the internet marketing crowd, isn't it? You always try to get...
It is. What makes it tough is that because we've all studied marketing tactics, when they read your sales page or your email, they're evaluating what you're doing, you know, what technique is he using, whereas if you were in personal development or pet care or raising orchids or whatever, those people reading your sales letter probably aren't analyzing, you know, what clothes they're using and, you know, why do you use that headline? You know, instead, they're reading it for what can this product do for me?
Yeah.
Now, we have one person in the chat who's asking, if you were to summarize in three steps how to get this product up and running, what would you recommend? And my initial response there is that you lay out in a step-by-step fashion right in the product how to totally dominate the search engines for certain keywords during a product launch or even just a promotion of an ongoing product. So it's just there's not really a three steps how to get things up and running as much as follow it in the sequence that you give it, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's good marketing, how to do this in three easy steps. But I think there might be a few more than three steps. But, you know, the two of them are really companion guides in a sense. You know, you don't really need the first one, but the first one has some different tactics. And the second one's kind of more and more. You know, everybody says, like, what's so much better about the second one? And should I not, you know, it's hard to say. I mean, I should have called it something else, but I only called it that because of the name branding of the first one.
Oh, okay, yeah.
People would have heard it. Oh, I've heard of that. But really, it was probably a mistake on my part, because then everyone's like, well, what's so new about this one? But yeah, there's probably more than three steps, but it really comes down to keywords. That would be your first step. What are your keywords you want to target? You know, make sure you know what the keywords are that are going to sell.
Buying keywords.
That's the first step. Then you've got to say, okay, well, how much is the competition for these keywords? Now, if it's over 20,000, it's going to take you a bit of time. If it's under 20, I've found that I've had a lot of success fairly quickly. And if you don't see that success quickly, you get discouraged. So I like to keep it under 20. If it's under 10,000 competing sites, then that's even better. And chances are they're not going to be using all the methods that I'm going to teach you. So you're going to start seeing yourself on the first page of Google, and a lot quicker than some of these other people will, and they probably won't be able to figure it out, because maybe if it's another niche other than internet marketing, they're not going to have, you know, a clue what you're doing. So that's why I say, you know, this works in other niches just as well, but you kind of have to pick your niche, and I know that's hard for people, because they're like, well, what the hell?
Having worked with a lot of offline marketers and people who aren't in internet marketing, I know that in other niches, if they look and see you already dominating the first page of Google, instead of trying to figure out what you're doing, a lot of them get discouraged and go away, thinking, oh, that's too competitive. And so, you know, that, again, is a good reason to check out this course and get a copy of Craig's course, which is available at secretaffiliatecode2, that's the number 2, expose.com. We are getting down to the wire, so what I want to do is we have a couple callers on the line. You want to see if they have any questions?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, we've got a caller at area code 941. Caller at area code 941. Did you have a question or comment for Craig?
Sure. This is Victor Garlington from Sarasota.
Hi, Victor. Good to hear from you.
Hey, Craig. Willie, thanks again for sending me this email, and haven't seen you since Pensacola.
Right.
But, Craig, I just wanted to tell you I really appreciate this. I'm actually downloading the course now as we speak.
Oh,
but,
good. Thanks.
But my question is, you know, have you seen some categories outside the internet marketing realm that, again, picking a niche that's not, you know, crazy, dominated?
Yeah, that's.
I mean, as far as research.
Yeah.
Spices, I've heard, as far as keywords, but, you know, picking a niche, can you help?
Yeah,
well, see, the danger with him giving you a niche, though, is everybody listening to this will all jump on that niche. Victor,
yeah.
And
I can give you some.
Well, I mean, a general roundabout. How does one go about?
Okay. Here's one thing that, if you go to magazine stores, you know, when you go to the magazine store and there's a magazine for just about everything. Well, if you pick, there's a site. I think it's a Wikipedia. If you type in like popular magazines, it'll list the top magazines. And it's expensive to advertise in these magazines, so they've already done the marketing research. They know that these products are selling, and they're paying to advertise in these magazines. And what you can do is you can use that to get some, you know, niche ideas. And then if it's selling well offline, chances are it's selling well online. And if you can find a related affiliate program for it and do the keyword research, you might be able to pick out some gems that other people never even thought of. And I know everybody wants to just to say, you know, this is selling great and you'll make a million, but nobody really wants to give that up. So that's where it gets a little complicated.
Thanks for the advice.
Thanks, Victor. Okay, and we've got about 2 minutes to go. Let's see if the caller at area code 214 has a question or comment. Caller at area code 214, do you have a question or comment for us? Okay, and we looks like a caller who may be on Skype. Did you have a question or comment for us? Okay, good enough. Craig, we've got just over a minute left to go. For people who would like to know more about you, Craig Bechta, and are interested in maybe interviewing you, or what's the best way for them to contact you?
I've got a blog, and you could probably put a comment on there. It's craigbechta.com is my blog, and you can maybe comment on my blog. I'm also on Twitter. You know, if you just type in twitter.com/craigbechta, you can probably reach me through there. I don't know if I want to really give my email out over there.
No, not necessarily. But so twitter.com, and his name is spelled CraigBechta. So twitter.com/craigbechta or craigbechta.com. And we've got less than a minute to go. I know you just kicked off Secret Affiliate Code 2. I do encourage people to go over and check it out at the URL that's actually showing in the chat room, Secret Affiliate Code 2. That's the number 2, expose.com. Any other projects on the horizon, or is this just going to keep you very busy for a while?
Yeah, I think this one's going to keep me busy for, you know, a little bit, and I haven't really thought that far in advance. I know that I want to move to a higher price point with seminars and things like that, and I think I'm going to be speaking in a seminar that you are in January, I believe. The Earn One
Yes.
Day, a day summit, I think it is. But
right, right. The one in Kissimmee, near
yes.
South Florida, Orlando? Okay.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything selling there, so I won't be moving up to a higher price point at that seminar.
Okay.
Yeah, it would be a great experience.
Excellent. I want to just thank you again for taking time out of your busy day to join us. We're down to about 2 seconds to go, so I just encourage people to go check out Secret Affiliate Code 2. That's number 2, exposed.com. And go ahead. I'm sorry.
Thanks, Willie. That's been great.
Thank you, and I hope your launch goes great and that you know, you keep so busy that you know, you'll fall asleep tonight going, wow, what a busy day. So
yeah.
Take
right.
care, Craig.
Okay, great. I'll talk to you later, Willie.
Bye.